We still live like that in Carberry. You know, permafrost, they can't. How do they cope?
Mm-hmm. Septic tanks would be no use at all.
No, right. Yeah. There must be so many places like that in Manitoba and presumably Alberta to Saskatchewan.
Yeah. I guess you get used to anything if you have to do it longer.
It was a bit of a shock to me.
How did the kids adapt, or were they?
Oh, they just loved it. All that ice and snow, they thought it was heaven. They'd never seen ice or snow in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was perfectly beautiful. Joe made them a skating rink out the back door. He flooded the kitchen garden or whatever it was. And
they started playing hockey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They loved it. It was great.
Have they been able to adapt to all the different places you'd lived in?
Yes. I've never heard any complaints about, you know, well, they wanted to go back to the skating or they wanted to go back to the year in and year out swimming in South Africa. They never said anything. Probably like me, being service children and I'm a service wife, you just accept everything. You know.
This is what's going to happen.
Really, yeah. Yeah, you just accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been hard, though, for them not to have a daddy around.
Well, I think that was very tough for them. Very tough.
But as you say, kids of that age are adaptable, and
mm-hmm.
it doesn't really affect them as much.
Yeah.
As we think that it probably does.
Right.
Yes.
Mm.
But I guess it was good being back with your husband again after about 4 years separation, 3 years separation?
Yeah, it must have been 3 years. Mm. He dropped in South Africa on his way to England. He had, I think, 3 weeks leave.
Mm.
And then he went back to England. And then I suppose it was probably about 9 months later that I came out and joined up with him. Yeah.
I guess he was working on the British Commonwealth Air Training Plan, wasn't he?
Must have been.
Let me ask you this. Mr. Fall retired at 45 from the RAF.
Yes.
Had he planned... Did he do it of his own will when he retired?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Could he have stayed in longer?
Oh, I'm sure he could have done.
Why did he retire then?
Well, he was in Canada and he didn't want to take the children all the way back to England again. You know, it was more a family decision, I think. He figured this was the best thing. Had he stayed in the Air Force, he could have gone back to England. We would all have had to go back with him,
mm-hmm.
and heavens only knows where he might have been stationed.
Indeed, yeah.
No.
Was his father still alive in Canada?
Was his father?
Yeah.
Oh, no, his father died long before I met Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Father died, I think, probably about 1959. His mother was still alive.
And living right here?
And she was living right there. And she had rented the farm all those years after his father died. She had rented it with the thought, you know, that Joe would come back one day to...
Take over.
Did
you meet his mother?
Oh, yes. She had been over to England and visited us in 19... yes, Stuart was born. 1934.
Mm-hmm. Did you get on well with it? Okay, I'll ask you. I'm going to turn off the machine.
Oh, yeah. She was an incredible old lady, really,
mm-hmm.
you know. She too, everyone always nagged at her to say, write your life history. And she never did. Because
mm-hmm.
she had a fantastic experiences.
Well, when you read some of the biographies and autobiographies that are written, you wonder why they are.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone like your husband, for example, whose life story would make
mm-hmm.
a very interesting biography,
yeah.
why it never seems to happen.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Joe's not terribly articulate and he would never have written, but lots of people said, well, why don't you just sit down with a tape recorder? Well, if we'd done that 15 years ago, we might have got something out of him. It was the same with Joe's mother, you see. Because she had the greatest contempt for Burton's books.
Oh, Pierre.
Yeah. She said, you know, rather like Joe and Billy Bishop.
Mm-hmm. I think that most...
You've got to have a certain amount of... I better not say it on the tape.
Oh, feel free. I can always edit it out later.
BS.
Yeah.
To put these things over.
And the
really.
Ability to spread the BS in a...
Right.
Yes.
Right. And I think if you're... Joe's always been very retiring about his exploits.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
But I'd rather take it from what he said to me as he was leaving, that if I... He would like to have seen me two or
yes.
3 or 4 years before.
He could have told you so much. It's a shame, really.
It's
he never told me anything, you know, when we got engaged. I didn't know anything about him being a war ace. Not a thing. We put an announcement of our engagement in the English newspaper, and the next day in the Evening Standard was a headline, War Ace Engaged to be Married. And I said to him, what's all this about a war ace? He had medals, he had ribbons on his uniform, I'd never bother to inquire what they were.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he said, I just committed a few murders. That's all he said about it.
Is that how he viewed it? Mm-hmm. Or was he just saying it facetiously?
Probably facetiously, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. he's never talked about it. It has to be someone like you to come and drag it out of him.
Mm-hmm. Have there been many people that have come to... I would think so.
Do you know Ed Gould?
He was a writer for a Victoria paper.
That's right.
Yeah.
Somewhere I have an article of his about Joe.
Was he writing for the Victoria at that time?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a weekly paper, wasn't it?
Yeah, I forget this whether this came out in the sort of weekly or whether it came out on one of the daily ones. I've forgotten now. I could find it for you if you like.
I would. If anything that, well, you've got lots of things that are intriguing, but what I can do is have them copied at the university and then returned.
Yes.
Well, especially for me, because as I said to you before, that I'm interested in archival work.
Mm-hmm.
And the looks of your husband's office downstairs, it's the kind of thing that I would like to go crazy in.
I know, and I'm so ashamed of it. But then he kept it like that, you know.
Because he knew where everything was.
Mm-hmm.
And the mess you and I...
Terrified he was going to ask for something that I couldn't find, and then he'd be all uptight because I couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to keep all his orient. I'll go down and see if I can find that article.
Okay.
Hello.
I shall.
I took it to France and had to show my... This girl I lived with in South Africa was the one I went to stay with in South France.
Is there indication of date at all?
Yeah.
For the paper, it's the Victorian Times.
Well, I'll tell you, it was written after we moved into this house. Because that photograph he took of Joe was taken downstairs. So it would be 1970, 71.
I went into the archives, BC archives, and I looked in the file to see if there was anything on Mr. Fall, and there wasn't, but this kind of thing is usually placed in the cuttings file, so you can find something, but I was surprised that I didn't. I notice here he says Joe Fall went on to collect 36 of their aircraft and 2 balloons. The book by Dodd says 25?
Does it? As few as 25? Well, he was credited with 36, but it's confirmed ones.
Oh, I see.
He actually did shoot down 36 German airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not in Dodd's, actually. I think it's in the official history by Sidney Wise.
Is
came
that
up
right?
Last year. And they say 25.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, it was considered that he'd shot down 36. And this is what Joe says he shot down. But perhaps they weren't confirmed.
And from what I've read, the British were extremely sticky at the confirmation.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Though when you get in the realm of Billy Bishop, you wonder really what goes on. And Billy Bishop, Barker, for example, from all accounts that I've read, including Barker's own story, that he shot down 6 planes on that BC Whiting trip. Yet the British say he shot down 4 because they got a confirmed 4.
This is it, you see.
Yeah.
This is it. They were sticky about it, and quite rightly too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was pretty easy, I suppose, to go out on a safari and come back and see a shot of German airplane down.
Indeed, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And also they disdained using the term ace, which was French.
The British did, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
They never used the word ace. What did they do? What recognition to their top flyers?
I think it became sort of an unofficial way of, and eventually they came to the conclusion that, well, an ace in our forces would have to shoot down 10 aircraft, whereas the French were given the term, or made an ace, by shooting down 5.
Oh.
But I think it was just one-upmanship.
What is a Canadian ace? How many?
Technically, I think by British standards, it's 10.
10.
Yeah. Do you think, I wish I could ask Mr. Fall a lot of questions and then sort of have a lot of conversation with him, but things like, did he know William Stevenson?
Oh, yeah, who wrote the
Intrepid.
Yeah,
because he was a pilot during the war, too.
Yes, he did. He was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'd like to ask him a lot about Carl Shaw.
Got that on film? He and Coleshaw didn't get on that well.
Didn't they?
No. Not from what he said to me.
Was it personality?
I think he felt that Coleshaw was a bit of a BSer.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because I of course didn't know the man, but from what I've read of him, nothing's been written on him really except little capsulized things in books. But they called him a quiet man. Rather shy almost, because you knew him, I didn't.
Yeah.
What did you make of him?
Well, I wouldn't have said he was shy.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was rather sort of forthright, I think, with his underlings.
Mm-hmm.
He had all kinds of signs up behind his desk, you know. I can't remember what the words were, but you know, when I say something should be done, it will be done, this sort of thing. But,
He was an air marshal, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That kind of, I guess. I know a couple air marshals, and they tend to be that way. I'll retract that.
You've never heard of Air Vice Marshal Sir Philip Livingston, have you?
No, I haven't.
He's dead now. Now, he went to school with Joe at Quamerton.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to medical school in Cambridge. Then he joined the Air Force. Whether this was before or after the war, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been after the war, I think. And took it, got his wings, and he was the leading eye specialist in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
Did a lot of research into sight for night flying and this sort of thing. And he's a local boy. He came back and retired here. And in fact, he still practiced as an eye specialist when he came out. You never heard of him, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Livingston, Air Vice Marshal Sir Philip Livingston, his widow is still alive. I thought maybe you might have heard of him when you were talking about Air Vice Marshals.
I only know a couple. I know one, Dunlap, who was in Victoria.
Oh, yes.
Who actually commanded a wing. Squadron of B-24s and
was he Canadian Air Force?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He was all through between the wars, too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to hear him last year sometime. We can fix that.
Yeah.
Good job, actually. He's some very fascinating people.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Yeah.
All these old vets. And do you know what I read in the paper today? The Air Force Association in Victoria, which Joe belongs to, it's having a Battle of Britain banquet. I think about 175 people are going, and they can't find one. Did you see that in the paper?
Yeah.
They can't find one veteran of the Battle of Britain to go to it. Isn't it tragic? There must be some out here.
We have a very large population out there. There must be.
Mm-hmm.
They have one fellow there, Woody Woodward. Do you know him at all?
Yeah.
His case is rather tragic, and one which I think tends to be the case with fighter pilots, rather unstable people. He's in Victoria now, and I've tried to get to see him, but he's has a drinking problem, and it's very hard getting him.
Yeah.
You know, and he was on Malta, as a matter of fact. He was one of Wood Burling at the time, and was one of our top aces. He shot down 21, I think.
Oof.
And for a Second World War pilot, that's a record
yes.
high.
Oh, yes.
Unless you were on the
mm-hmm.
Russian front when they shot down 300 or 400,
mm-hmm.
which are figures which I find astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was surprising. Not one Battle of Britain.
I know. I was most surprised. That's the only thing I saw in the newspaper this morning.
It's on the front page.
Okay. They have to make fantastic World War One flyers reunions every year, you know.
Where, in Canada?
Yes. We went to the first one, I suppose probably about 8 or 9 years ago in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
One of Joe's old flight friends came over from England, Titch Rochford, who wrote that book, I Chose the Skies. Have you read that?
No, I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. He came over, but they were mostly Canadians. And then the next one we went to was in Victoria, and of course Joe hasn't been able to go to any of the others.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this fabulous reunion in Paris in 1980, I think it was. All expenses paid by Air France. Just for Aces, not for World War One flyers, only for Aces.
Mm-hmm. Did they get much of a turnout?
I think there were 60. Everything paid for, 2 weeks, flight, board, lodging, $50 a day spending money. Wouldn't it have been fun?
Oh,
and I've never been back to Paris, you know, since I left school. Oh, it would have been such fun to go. Joe would have loved it. They had, it wasn't only the English Aces, Canadian Aces, they had French and German too.
German?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was a fantastic thing. They had a little bit of a little bit on TV.
Mm-hmm.
This friend of ours, Titch Rochford, he went.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe had already suffered from the...
Oh yes, he couldn't travel. He couldn't possibly have traveled.
Mm.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This program I've been on that I'm working on presently has been going on for the last 6 years. And it's a shame that... I came across from this book, Dawn, and it said Hillbank, B.C. And
you wouldn't know where Hillbank was?
Actually, my father did. I asked him. And I was surprised that he would still have been here. I said he was born in Hillbank.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked my father, and I found the phone book, and I found your name and address. And it was just rather a stroke of luck that I was able to find that you were even there. But
well, when we first came out here, our post address was Hillbank. That's Hillbank, down there. Straight across there.
Is it a town, or...?
No, it's nothing. It was a railway stop and a post office. Sounds like my son on the far wood.
It is.
And I shall unplug this and I shall take off.
Well, I'm sorry about that now.
Oh, you've been more than kind. You fed me and you were very patient.
Well, I'm just sorry that Joe couldn't really tell you a little bit more.
There was no need to be sorry.
I knew it would be like that, you know. Let's hope he doesn't run my geranium down.